Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. And she's the top social media expert in our brain trust and probably in the world. And she's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She's the lady we turn to when we want to find out how to get better at the digital world. Kathy, thanks again for staying with us. The NSA thing, we talked about this in the previous hour with an online security expert about how out of hand this is getting. Now we find out that basically, Kathy, we have no privacy. My expert told me in the last hour, Scott Arno said, if they want to know how much money you have in your bank account, they can know it.
Absolutely.
and if they want to know what you're saying on the phone, on your iPhone 5 or your Galaxy S10, if they want to know what you're saying, your voice conversations, if they want to know what you're saying, they can know it, they can capture it, and they can own it if they want to.
That's true.
And that doesn't make me happy, Kathy.
No, it's really sometimes a really very scary thought, because there's so many people that do not think that there's a problem at all.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm shouting this as loud as I can. Americans, this is the national debate of our generation. This is the thing. Syria, China, Russia, Iran. Those aren't the big deals right now in America. The big deal is your government is becoming Big Brother in a way that only George Orwell could have imagined.
Absolutely. So what's happening is a lot of developers are out there trying to quickly create some services that are secure. Mm-hmm. So it's secure
against NSA?
NSA and hackers. Yes.
Right.
They're trying to do that. And actually what's interesting, some of them have shut down rather than compromise to the government demands. Hmm. And then some others have, like Silent Circle, they shuttered their email offering, but their messaging, they do have secure messaging service, mm-hmm. which uses apps instead of the web browser.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big challenge. It's how data is transferred and passed between mm-hmm. computers and the webmail and everything, and it's just not secure, and it's there forever. It's not like the messages are a lot more secure rather than that data of the email.
So are you saying that there are people who've been trying to provide you and me for a fee with encryption, with capability that will protect us, will prevent the NSA from snooping in on us, and they're being prevented from doing their work?
Well, they're trying to do that, and then there's some that are still being having difficulties, like Lavabit.
Difficulties or difficulties with the government?
No. It's not financial difficulties. It's whether the government is forcing them to do certain things.
Ah.
And not even just our government. There was recently a Canadian court order on hush mail, and they had a promising model with encryption for the browser, but they're being forced to subvert their own security with some Canadian orders.
Wow.
And, court orders.
Let me see if I got this straight. So people are creating tech capability that would give individuals the power to maintain their privacy, and the government is going in and preventing them from doing that.
That's true. They're being forced to sabotage their own stuff.
Because of the standards the government is making them comply with.
Right, right.
Wow.
Yeah, which is a shame,
if that, my friends, that ought to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It ought to give you a chill to think about that. Kathy, remember when you and I, 20 years ago, you and I'd be talking on an analog phone, and we'd hear a popping, and one of us would joke, well, that's probably Big Brother listening in. We were joking.
Yeah. I know. Now it's not joking.
It's real.
Well, everything is a tracking device. Your cell phone's a tracking device. Your email's a tracking device. But your email information is kept forever. The cell phone records, they don't keep that information as long. But, you know, your email, you're creating quite a history.
Yeah. Wow.
So, unbelievable. So yeah, stay out of trouble, Jim.
What do you think this is going?
Well, the handwriting is on the wall. I mean, we are going to, we keep moving closer and closer to that Big Brother environment. Obviously,
I think that ship has sailed, Kathy. I think we're there. I think we're already there. I think the question is now. I think the debate is not about whether we should let them do it. They've already done it. The question now is, are we comfortable? And it's, as I said earlier, Kathy, I said this last hour, the debate is this: how much of my liberty am I willing to give up for my security? And you know, the founders told us that when you give up liberty for security, you lose both.
Absolutely.
Folks, we got to think about this. Americans, wake up. Tintail, right back with Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, thank
Kathy
you.
With a K, Perry with a P. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.